Just recently at my teaching hospital, a group of psychiatric residents and I interviewed a young woman with temporal lobe epilepsy who was being evaluated following a suicide attempt. The residents asked her standard questions about her symptoms, the medication she was taking, how old she was when the diagnosis was made, what had made her try to kill herself. She responded in a flat, matter-of-fact voice. She'd been 5 when she was diagnosed. She'd lost her job. She knew she'd been faking it. She felt worthless. For some reason, one of the residents asked whether she had been sexually abused. That question surprised me. She gave us no indication that she had had problems with intimacy or sexuality, and I wondered if the doctor was pursuing a private agenda. Yet the story our patient told did not explain why she had fallen apart after losing her job. So I asked her what it had been like for that 5-year-old girl to be told that something was wrong with her brain. That forced her to check in with herself, as she had no ready-made script for that question. In a subdued tone of voice, she told us that the worst part of her diagnosis was that afterward her father wanted nothing more to do with her. She said, "He just saw me as a defective child." Nobody had supported her, she said, so she basically had to manage by herself. I then asked her how she felt now about that little girl with newly diagnosed epilepsy who was left on her own. Instead of crying for her loneliness or being angry about the lack of support, she said fiercely, "She was stupid, whiny, and dependent. She should have stepped up to the plate and sucked it up." That passion obviously came from the part of her that had valiantly tried to cope with her distress, and I acknowledged that it probably had helped her survive back then. I asked her to allow that frightened, abandoned girl to tell her what it had been like to be all alone, her illness compounded by family rejection. She started to sob and kept quiet for a long time until finally she said, "No, she didn't deserve that. She should have been supported. Somebody should have looked after her." Then she shifted again and proudly told me about her accomplishments, how much she'd achieved despite that lack of support. The public story and the inner experience finally met.